Nine local news can keep you up to date with how Cyclone Owen will be affecting us. We've got the girl who will tell us all the info tonight to tell us now.
Our mate Rolsey, because we can't go past a nickname here in CQ.
Yeah, or Nicole Rolls.
Morning, Nicole. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. Enjoying the hint of blue skies before it all comes over grey over the weekend.
I know. So what's the latest on Cyclone Owen?
And how it'll affect CQ?
Yeah, well, Cyclone Owen currently still in the Gulf of Carpentaria. Right now it's a Category 3 system. Later today it's expected to intensify into Category 4. But for those up in far north Queensland, sliver of good news, it is likely to weaken back into a Category 3 system again when it makes landfall tomorrow. Now, over the weekend, it's going to track down southeast, becoming a tropical low. But for us, the system that's actually going to generate the real heavy downpour of rain that we're going to get on Saturday and Sunday, there's actually a low pressure system down in New South Wales. You may have seen this bit of flooding down there, a bit of extreme weather at the moment. Associated with that, there's a trough stretching up through western Queensland. Today and over the weekend, that's going to head east over the coast. That's the system that's going to cause heavy rain for us. So tomorrow, we're expecting up to about 20 millimetres of rain with severe storms on the way. But Sunday, that's when we're going to get the real downpour of rain. 120 millimetres of rain could be on the way for us. That's almost our monthly rainfall in a single day. So, yes, really extreme weather on the way for us.
Obviously, the flash flooding is a major concern there. The message we're sending out again, if it's flooded, forget it, Pinky.
Yeah, we've been covering this all morning about safety. And, of course, a few events across CQ have been cancelled due to the weather. But I just wanted to touch on Longreach, Nicole, because friends of the family are out there and they've just got a heap of wet through there as well, which is fantastic news.
Yeah, well, this is the good thing. Yeah. So that trough that I was talking about that's up through western Queensland at the moment is delivering some much-needed rain to our farming communities out west, which is amazing. The coastal areas, that's where we're going to see the really heavy falls. But we are seeing, so in Longreach, we could see up to about 40 millimetres of rain through the day, which is great news, and they will get storms as well.
Love it. That's excellent
it's
news.
Sort of like, it's great that we're having this wet where we need it as well, but obviously not time for panic stations, but also not time for complacency
as well. Play it safe, really. Yeah.
Get all of those things that you need. Your emergency kits should already be ready, but the batteries, of course, we're looking at things like the loose items in the yard to be locked down, your trampolines and things like that with the heavy winds, your supplies for your food, and of course, I can't say it enough. If it's flooded, forget it. We've even got sandbag locations on our, hopefully, on our Facebook page in the next couple of minutes.
Nicole Rolls from Channel 9, weather presenter. Thank you so much for that update this weekend. You stay safe and keep up the great work.
My pleasure. Stay dry, guys.
Thanks, Ian Pinky.
For breakfast.